Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. As we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at the second chapter of the book of Joel, and I would just like to refer again to a verse I shared, and a beautiful, powerful verse, which, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you're probably aware how the enemy has stolen from you, that he's come for to steal, to kill, to rob, to destroy. Verse 25 says, "This is the Lord speaking. I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army, which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed." Praise God. Beloved, Jesus has come to turn your darkness into light. It says in that chapter, He will come down like showers from heaven that will fall on the earth, that the earth of our physical bodies, if you will, and our spiritual bodies, if you will, and He will make us fruitful. Jesus is alive, beloved. He lives, He loves, He rules. Jesus Christ, your high priest, has made you kings and priests in His kingdom. So, because you have that tremendous position of authority and privilege through Jesus, as His children, you have the power to loose or to bind. Remember, He spoke to Peter, "I give you the keys of the kingdom." And if we would just understand how powerful a privilege this is, concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. Ye are the recipients of the greatest power the world has ever seen. The sons and daughters of God are more than just church members. They are to be firebrands in His hand to set the fields of the enemy on fire. This is a day of deliverance for those who are bound. You are a member of His body, beloved, in this earth. And because we're part of His body, He depends on us. Why? Because we're His arms, His hands, His legs, His feet, His mouthpiece. You are a conqueror. You are a victor because through Jesus Christ, you have been given power to set the captive free. You've walked in freedom and deliverance in your life. Now it is time to be able to put the trumpet to your lips and blow the joyful sound, the glad news, the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear God's word echo down through history as David cries forth, "For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for His habitation." Note what God is saying. Zion typifies the church, and God has chosen Zion, His people, for His habitation. Every one of you, beloved, you brother, you sister, God has chosen to be part of that holy building, fitly framed together, builded up of God, made without hands, and made up of lively stones. We're the stones of His choosing, and the stone which the builders rejected has now become the headstone of the corner. So Jesus is our headstone, and we the capstone, if you will, and we're built upon the word of the Lord, the word of the apostles and prophets, God's holy word that he has given to us that has endured through the ages. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. 14, verse 14, this is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread, and I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Psalm 132, 13 through 18. Praise God. God has given us basically the ministry that Jesus had when he walked the face of the earth. Jesus said, greater works than these, what I am doing, shall you do, because I go to my Father. He's given us the blessed Holy Spirit. And just as he stood up in that synagogue in Nazareth and proclaimed in chapter 21 of Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them, he's talking to us, beloved, those that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And as he does that, what it goes on in the very next verse, and it says, and they, that's us, beloved, shall build the old ways, and they shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities and the desolation of many generations. Praise God. As we stand together in unity, beloved, as we think as one people, as we pray as one people, and as we give of ourselves, of our finances, as we love as one people, we shall be a pleasant place for the people to come into. God has declared that those who dwell together in unity, it's a good and a pleasant thing. And I'm not just speaking about the local church, I'm speaking of the body of Christ. We are growing up into maturity. Praise God. Well, I'm going to pause in the message, and as I've promised, I've been devoting some time this week to sharing testimonies that have come in, because it's been a very long time since I've done that. And I'd like to share a letter from a sister writing recently from Portland, Oregon. She writes, "Dearest Sister Judith, I am so very pleased that we reconnected via your mailing correspondence. I truly enjoy reading your newsletter. You and I first connected when I resided in Oakland, California. I earnestly listened with bated breath to every word of your radio ministry. The feeling I experienced after hearing you preach the word is indescribable." She goes on to share some personal things of how God has moved in her life and in the life of her family. And then she says, "I would like to thank you for your wise, godly counsel, which you have given me so many times. You saved my life when you told me in a letter to stop or stay out of God's business. You said I was trying to do it all myself. No wonder you're sick," are your exact words. "Those words rang in my ears every time I overstepped my boundaries and didn't let go and let God. You told me to find a quiet corner and go to it and give all my cares to God, kind of casting my bread upon the waters, which I did. And Jesus took those worries and never gave them back. Everyone noticed the positive change in me, and I owe it all to those life-changing words you wrote me. She goes on to share some personal things, and she says, I was so pleased to see that you're still on KFAX. I'll have to get a radio that will pick up that station. I love you. She says, God is good. Love to you and all your faithful listeners. I will be listening soon as well. God bless you, dear woman of God. Peace, love, and prosperity to you and the UCM staff, partners, and followers, your sister in Christ. Writing from Portland, Oregon. Praise God. And then another letter from a sister writing from Fairfield, California. And she says, Dear Sister Glass, I thank God for you. You are strong in faith and strong in ministry. How refreshing and such a blessing to see your integrity, faithfulness, and love of Christ. May Jesus continue to bless you with strength, health, and anointing above all that you could hope or imagine. Sister, signing your name, Love, from Fairfield, California. And then another letter from a sister writing from Citrus Heights, California. And she says, God's blessing to you, dear sister. I love your letters. They always arrive when I need them. God bless your wonderful ministry. And she signs her name from Citrus Heights. And then we have a number of prisoners who write. And this one is from McFarland, California, and he says, Dear Sister Judith, just as spoken in your letter, that word came by prophecy in that letter the following morning, as I arose early to begin another day. After cleaning up, God met with me in prayer, and like a cloudburst, his presence and spirit poured over me. I wept and prayed in the spirit like I haven't in a long time. God is so good. Praise God. Well, with that, I bring this broadcast to a close and invite you to write and share your prayer burdens, whatever those needs are. God is still a miracle worker. And as you can hear from just these few testimonies, that it's always a word in season. God, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what you need. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for listening, and know that I pray for you every day, my UCM family, as well as my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.